get a one, personal space. Two, personal space. Three.
Hey, hello, listeners. This is just a quick disclaimer for this week's episode. As anyone that's listened to the show before knows, there can be some adult language, and anyone that's listening for the first time, please keep that in mind. We tend to be ourselves and not filter, so occasionally a bad word might come out. If you have any children in the room, please put on some headphones or have them put on some headphones. Thank you.
That I don't even care about this. I'm not even interested in having this skin on my personal space.
You're listening to the IDP Guys with Sean, John, and Nathan, the Wizards of Fantasy Football. Your go-to source for the individual defensive player strategy. And now, three guys who could only make an NFL team on Madden.
All right, welcome back to the IDP Guys. This is episode 104. My name is Nathan. I'm joined today with Johnny.
Hi.
And Sean.
Hi.
What's going on, guys? How's playoffs been for you so far?
Fine.
I had a bye in, let's see, so 11 leagues. I missed it in three. So I had six byes, and then I was in the wild card at two leagues, and I lost in one of them. So it was a mixed bag this week.
Gotcha, mm-hmm. Gotcha. So let's jump into our question. Who were your week 14 heroes?
Ooh, so mine were definitely A.J. Brown. That was a... I don't have him in a lot of places. It was more like a lot of people were injured and I needed a fucking Hail Mary, and it worked out really well. Michael Thomas, always reliable. Mixon, been on fire lately. Eric Reed, been on fire lately. Jermaine Edmonds, been on fire lately. And Joey Bosa, woke up finally. How about for you guys?
Yeah, Mixon was huge for me. So I have a ton of Mixon. I've just been waiting for it all year. And then... I have a lot of shares of AJ Brown too. So those were both really good for me.
Gotcha. So I got a lot of offensive guys here that I want to go with. Drew Brees. I was like back and forth on him all week because I was worried about that San Francisco defense. Apparently wasn't an issue. DeAndre Hopkins helped out as he has been some of the season. Jimmy G. Part of that game. the Saints San Francisco game that was, I mean, there had to have been a shit ton of fantasy points just all around.
Yeah.
Austin Eckler, big game at a good time. And Jalen Smith, huge game.
Mm.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Week's news.
All right, lots of news this week. None of it good. None of it. One thing, one good thing. That's it. Okay. So, we'll get to the injuries in a minute. Antoine Woods arrested on marijuana charges. Cowboys, don't really care.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah, it's normal for them, and he's not that IDP relevant. I assume you guys don't have any Antoine Woods shares.
I do not.
Okie dokie. In water is wet news, the Patriots were caught once again filming another team, team sideline, the Bengals this time. Do we buy that this was just a documentary, or were they really doing this? What do you guys think?
Why the Bengals?
I don't know. They're desperate. They've lost three games in the past like month and a half.
They're still going to win the Super Bowl.
Most likely.
I don't know.
Are they...
I am buying that that they did something shady, for sure.
Could they be filming what it looks like to have a shitty team so that when Tom Brady and Belichick leave, they can know what they're in for?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're trying to figure out how to tank.
Because they've been so unsuccessful.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Obviously, a lot of... blowback on that on Twitter and whatnot, but whatever. I thought this was interesting. I saw this today. So remember Khalil Mack was a dick on Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
He went to his local Walmart today and paid off $80,000 worth of layaway for Christmas for random people.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so good for him. Good stuff. A little redemption there. Okay, now on to the bad news. Miles Jack to IR. I guess that's not terrible news. That's okay. right? Like, you guys aren't rolling with Miles Jack anywhere, are you?
Hasn't he been injured? Know.
Yeah, I mean, he just got put on IR, but he was injured before that. Yeah. John, you have
I'm not using him anywhere, but I still don't think he's a terrible player. I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah. Marcus Davenport also going to miss the rest of the season. This one just happened a couple hours ago. That's not great. That hurts the Saints pass rush quite a bit. Roquan Smith, torn pec, also to IR. Also not great.
Correct.
Yeah. DJ Swearinger and Preston Brown were cut by the Raiders. Not a huge impact there. Although, this probably means that they'll be out of that three safety set that they've been rolling with most of the year. So that could open up another linebacker spot. I don't know. It's kind of too late in the game to be fucking around with this stuff anyway. So just go with who you got. CJ Mosley to IR. That's not a huge surprise, but it guarantees James Burgess is the guy the rest of the year, which is good because he had a massive game this week.
Mm-hmm. Blew my asshole open.
Yeah. Shaq Thompson signs a 4-year extension. Pretty cool. It's good.
Yeah, good for him.
Yep, I like Shaq Thompson. I forget who our interview was we had before the season who was saying, you know, get you some Shaq Thompson. He's in for a big year, but was absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Desmond Trufant, broken arm, done for the season. This puts Isaiah Oliver back in the streaming corner conversation. Adam Vinatieri to IR, done for the season. Okay.
Do you think
retires? That's big news for me. Cause that means they're gonna be starting a new kicker, which is gonna be just in time for playoffs in the league where you only get points for missed kicks.
Yeah. There you go. Did you put a quick?
I gotta figure out who they're plugging in there.
Yeah. That's a good call. Jonathan Bullard to IR, not super important. Only IDP relevant in super deep all IDP leagues. Marvin Jones to IR. I didn't even know he was hurt.
I didn't either.
Yeah. This is just something where they're just, I think, shutting people down for the year, and they're going to try and get other people more playing time.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mike Evans out most likely for the year. That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not really great for Godwin either. You know, he becomes the focal point now for defenses, so not.
I don't know that it's terrible for Godwin, because I don't think. I guess I'd have to pull up the PFF shadowing numbers, because I would guess that he was probably getting shadowed a decent amount of time anyway. But it is tough to say.
Mm-hmm. Darius Geis played a whole game, 0.5. MCL sprain, IR, done for the season.
Yeah, that's very sad for me.
It is. He's a good guy, and he was great in college, so it sucks to see this.
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster and James Conner are likely back this week. Well, welcome back, fellas. It's nice to finally fucking see you in semifinals of fantasy. I mean, do you even trust either one of them at this point? Like,
no.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Right.
Like, basically you would need James Conner to go off this week, and then you'd have him for your championship. That's basically what you need.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see how it goes. Rashad Penny, done for the season. Not great.
Yeah. Yep, it was a bummer. My guys, Geis and Penny finally stepping up and playing well, and then both down for the count.
Helps my Carson shares.
Sure.
Speaking of last episode, when I brought up the whole Carson gifting that 1-yard touchdown run to Penny, Sean, I sent you that article. Did you?
I'm not saying that he didn't say that, but you also had the one where oh man, I forget what team it was. Might have even been the Patriots back in the day. It was like 3 or 4 years ago, where it showed them playing rock, paper, scissors to see who went in to take the touchdown carry. And basically the coach was like, yeah, people don't really do that in real football.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't know.
I'll pull it up for you guys later.
Yeah. Alrighty. Richard Sherman out 4 weeks. Single tier. I'm going to miss him.
Some dry cheeks.
Yeah, he's just so eloquent behind the podium. You know, I don't know what we'll do without him.
I like Sherman.
Yeah. Calvin Ridley done for the season.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
That hurts my Infidels team.
Yeah. Yeah. Not great. And Alshon Jeffrey done for the season. So that's like...
fucking bloodbath.
Yeah, that's an absolute bloodbath. That's, let me just count the IRs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. At least 11 with at least two more that's likely done for the season.
How many of those IRs are on teams that are going to do anything in the playoffs or get to playoffs?
That's the thing, is I think most people are just checking out for the season, shutting down their guys.
Yeah, just Penny...
Yeah.
And
the Penny one looked bad.
Yeah.
The Jeffrey one looked like he rolled his ankle.
Penny Davenport.
No, maybe. The Jeffrey one looked bad to me.
Really? Yeah. I was watching that last night. It was a non-contact. He just kind of like cut.
Non-contact is not good.
Right, right. Well, no, it's usually really bad.
I'm not saying it was bad. Like, it couldn't have been bad. It just didn't look like.
So, out of
I thought it was his knee.
Out of contenders, possibly the Bears with Roquan Smith. Not likely, though. Definitely.
Roquan has been having some issues, though.
Yep. Sherman and Penny are the big ones from contenders. That's it. All right. And in our tracker, Barrett met projection. That motherfucker. Beckham, 2 receptions, 39 yards. And he wants out. He wants out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
No. Hold on.
Where does
he
want to go?
Hold on.
Talk about Dallas.
Let me be very clear. He wants out report was started by Incarcerated Bob, who is not a reliable source at all. And then it was picked up by Mary Kay Cabot, who is the least reliable of all the beat reporters, and literally just used this non-reliable source as her only source for it.
Wait a minute. What about the rumors circulating that he's been telling people, come get me, when he plays games against them?
See, and if that is substantiated anywhere, then I'll believe it. But there's so much just bullshit rumor mongering around the NFL by just like hacks that just like throw shit out there to get stuff started.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, 2 receptions, 39 yards.
I feel like Jerry would be down for that.
He probably would, but I don't want any part of that bullshit.
Jerry can't even afford to pay his receiver that he's got.
Right, right. We don't need to pick up an extra crazy person. We got plenty. Yeah, okay. And then there was also the thing with the injury that they've kind of fucked up with him all year that Baker was pissed about. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, and again, that's something that we're not really sure what's actually going on there, because Baker said it, then he retracted it. We don't know whether he retracted it because he prematurely said something or whether he retracted it because they didn't like him throwing the medical staff under the bus. Mm. So, once again, like, until you have substantiated sources, I don't really buy any of this stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in our Penny versus Carson tracker, we can go ahead and put that one to bed now because Penny's done for the year.
We can also put the Odell Calvin Ridley one to bed now too. So
this is true. This is true.
We're gonna go by injuries, we can do
right,
that.
Right. So now we're just tracking Barrett, which is not great. All right, that's it. Enough bad news for this week.
Well, so I guess we talk a little good news then. How'd you do this week? Or maybe it's bad news.
No, I did fine. 3-2 in sleeper with one bye. 6-1 in Yahoo. 1-1 in my fantasy league. I'm in 11 semifinals. Won $1.50 in FanDuel, and I'm at 219 for best ball.
Go for it, Sean.
I talk. I talked about mine already. I just had the two matchups this week. I had six byes and then missed in three. And then the two I was in, I only won one of the two. So mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, all of my leagues are in playoffs. So Scott Fishbowl, I'm top 10 in my conference. That means I'm in the elite 200, I guess, of the 1,200 that played. I'm probably going to get my ass blown out this week because you have to be the top in the 10, the top one, score the highest out of all those 10 to move forward. So I doubt that's going to happen. I had two byes where I didn't play. Two head-to-heads that I won. And then John blew my asshole out late last night in our Writers League. I'll talk a little more about that later on. And then I'm still alive in my Eliminator. I'm top three.
Nice.
So real quick. So going into our Dynasty Sleeper League, we got, Nate, you missed it, but yep. The final four that we got for this next week, it's me versus Joey, and then it's Andrew versus Johnny. So we got all three of the F3 guys, and then we got me and Johnny from IDP guys. So that's going to be a fun matchup, I think.
Yeah. I'm so happy I handcuffed every version of Lev Bell's backup possible. That's the only thing saving me right now.
I wish I would have made playoffs. I was making a comeback there. I just needed one more win and there weren't enough weeks.
Yeah, Joey's got a really good team, so he might knock me out this week after I've just been cruising all year long.
Yeah.
All right, now is the part of the show where we do gut checks, where we pair together two sets of defensive players and one set of offensive players, talk about them, and then put that to a vote on Twitter to see what people think. So let's look at last week's gut checks. A pair of running backs out of Seattle, Chris Carson versus Rashad Penny. 158 votes and 64% Chris Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, worked out.
Sure did.
Yeah.
I'm changing my vote to CJ Procise.
Oh, God, don't do that.
No.
So, pair of safeties out of Carolina, Eric Reed, and out of Minnesota, Harrison Smith. 142 votes, 64% Eric Reed.
Good. Glad the people figured that one out.
Yeah. And then this one's a big crash and fail, but pair of linebackers, Dallas's Jalen Smith versus San Francisco's Fred Warner. 146 votes, 78% Fred Warner.
That's pretty surprising to me.
That is. That's a big number for a guy that probably sees the field less, has more competition for tackles, and had a terrible week this week in an ideal matchup.
Yeah.
But that's all right. That's why we do it.
Either way, interesting findings.
That's it.
Johnny, you want to go with this week's?
Sure. We're first up. We got a pair of safeties. First one is the standout safety from the Raiders, Eric Harris, that's really burst onto the scene this year. This year, he's got 59 solo tackles, 8 assists, no sacks, 8 pass defense, 3 picks, 2 touchdowns, no forced fumbles. Excuse me, versus Sean Williams, who's been the talk of our Slack chat for a little while now because he's been a little down in the dumps, but he recovered nicely this week. On the season, he's got 66 solo tackles, 27 assists, no sacks, 3 pass defense, 1 pick, no forced fumbles. I like Eric Harris, and I've got him in a couple of places, but I love Sean Williams, and I have no issue rolling him out any week.
Yeah, I'm doing Sean Williams here. I tend to take breakout players like this that don't have a ton of pedigree with a grain of salt, and I don't generally trust them long term.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Plus, and if I can, as many pieces of the like Cincy IDP as I can get as possible. Like this week, Sam Hubbard gone, right? Injured. Carl Lawson stepped into his shoes, played 90% of snaps, had a massive game. This Bengals. Yeah, I
mean, Lawson is pretty good in all the opportunities he gets. The problem is that he's a pure pass rusher, so they use him situationally. So he's realistically exactly the type of player that you hate, Johnny, but he's the type of player I love. So.
I like him. He's not an edge guy. He's an actual defensive end, so I can live with it. But yeah, like that Bengals defense is on the field so much. Like, and look how many producers are there. Like, either of the starting corners, great. Both safeties, great. Nick Vigil, great. Jermaine Pratt, pretty okay. Hubbard, great. Dunlap, great. Atkins, great. Lawson, good. That's like the whole defense.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to agree with Sean Williams on that.
Okay, cool. All righty, next one, pair of linebackers. Matt Milano out of the Bills, 53 solo tackles, 29 assists, 1.5 sacks, 9 pass defense, 0 forced fumbles, up against the aforementioned Nick Vigil, 51 solo tackles, 47 assists, 1 sack, 4 pass defense, 1 pick, 1 forced fumble. This is a lot closer for me, but I think I still want Nick Vigil. What do you guys think?
See, and I want Matt Milano here. I think Matt Milano has more job security than Nick Vigil.
Yeah.
I mean, Dynasty, certainly. I want Milano younger, better outlook. But the next few games here, give me Nick Vigil.
I have Matt Milano, I think, in a couple spots. Don't have so much Nick Vigil, but I could kind of see where you're coming from, Johnny. Yeah, in the stretch right now, I don't have a whole lot of faith in Milano necessarily putting up a big game, but I might take a shot on Nick Vigil.
Mm-hmm. All righty, and last but not least, pair of running backs that are like a point or two apart in the league I took this from, but that's only because Marlon Mack missed a game or two and this other guy had a slow start. Joe Mixon of the Bengals, 789 rush yards, 3 rushing touchdowns, 29 receptions, 230 receiving yards, 3 receiving touchdowns, no fumbles lost, versus Marlon Mack of the Colts, 900 rush yards, 5 rushing touchdowns, 12 receptions, 76 receiving yards, 0 receiving touchdowns, 0 fumbles lost. Mixon for the PPR for me, and I just like him better. I don't think I've ever owned a Marlon Mack share in my life.
I haven't either. And to be honest, it's been a poor decision to not own him. But I still, like, if it comes down to it, I'm taking the more talented player. I know that Marlon Mack is in the better situation right now, which generally converts to fantasy points more. But in terms of dynasty, Mixon has more job security, and B, Marlon Mack is kind of hindered by his lack of passing game contributions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'd go Joe Mixon there too.
Mack feels like one of those guys that's just going to get replaced next year.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So let's take a listener question. This comes from our subscriber chat. You can get questions to us via Twitter at IDP Guys. Go to our website, idpguys.org, and click the submit a question. You can also become a subscriber, get into the subscriber chat, and have all your questions answered any day, time, hour, whatever. Or call us at 313-986-1473, leave a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show. If you are Bill Cartwright, we give preference.
That's it.
So this one's from Chris W. He's asking for keepers for the next season, Josh Allen or Darnell Savage?
Allen.
Although if you can keep both, definitely keep both.
Yeah. Safety is just easier to get if something comes up. Allen feels like a generational pass rush guy. He hasn't seen the full amount of snaps that he will see in his career yet. He's still seeing third most behind Ngakoue and Campbell.
Let's not say generational.
No, dude, he's good. He's got Nick Bosa numbers playing like 20, 30% less snaps every game.
Yeah, but I mean, I would say that Nick Bosa is the better player, and I think that that efficiency is bound to go down. And I think that Brian Burns is not that far behind him in terms of pass rush, and I think that Chase Young is going to outdo all of them coming into next year's class.
Yeah, that last part's definitely true. Mm. Yeah.
So let's talk steak and salad. Johnny, you want to kick it off with the steak?
Patriots lose third time in the last month and change. The panic button's getting hit. It's funny because the Patriots fans I know are like, I know I shouldn't complain, but and they're like, I know no one's going to care, but the refs hosed us.
Did you see the tweet someone sent out about comparing? Somehow they compared it to their kids.
Oh,
setting.
Yeah, burning your house, burning down, and you had honor roll, so it's the same thing or whatever. Yeah, I saw that person's tweet. It was stupid.
Yeah,
that it was really dumb
thing in the world.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, sure, Patriots. You know, they almost had a perfect. You know, they were looking at a perfect season, and then that kind of fell apart. So. Okay, they don't have a perfect season, but they're going to steamroll through the playoffs, and they could probably win the Super Bowl going 8-8 with that division.
Yeah.
So, Sean, what's your stake?
My stake is the Lions continuing to move up that draft board.
I was rooting for the Giants last night.
I know. That would have been fucking huge. I was so disappointed that Eli couldn't pull it off.
Yeah. Were you surprised?
No, I was not, but still disappointed.
So you guys think you're going to take a tight end next year?
Dude, the Lions have a legit shot to get into the top two and then not take Chase Young.
Yeah, dude, that would be so fucking funny if they do that, when they do that.
dude, like the city of Detroit might actually burn if that happens.
If
it doesn't, then I'm going to make sure that it does.
I've been hearing rumors about getting Tua.
Ugh, why?
And I think that is the dumbest thing.
I don't think it's the dumbest thing.
If Young is there, though, you take him, though. You got to take Young if he's there.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. They're not going to take Tua.
Yeah.
Because that would be the GM and the coach giving up on basically saying like, okay, we're not winning this year. And the problem is if they don't win next year, then they're gone.
Mm.
So like, this is one of those things where the smart decision would be to take a quarterback because Stafford's going to be out the door once they bring in a new regime anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be a bad decision, but the problem is that they're going to definitely not do that, even if it's the right decision, because they are trying to save their own asses.
Yeah. Well, I think a good pass rush could have turned around the season a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. But like, if you know that Stafford's going to be out the door after next year.
Oh yeah.
You got a plan for it. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to, I don't know. You don't really like Blau, but I want to see what he can do.
Oh,
I haven't watched too many games since Thanksgiving in the Lions because I don't really like what's it called when those priests like put shards on the end of a whip and hit yourself.
Self-flagellating?
Yeah, I don't like self-flagellation. I like self-flatulation.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What was your stake?
I kind of talked a little bit about this, but being in the top 200 in Scott Fishbowl last year, I was at the bottom of my division, just did shitty. And this year, I'm still alive, so that's fun.
Mm. All right.
Neither of you guys are in it, but...
Yep.
I didn't play this year, so
That's what I was saying. Neither of you guys played it, so...
The way it was phrased was like, yeah, you guys are out, I'm not. Fuck you all.
Well, yeah. Fuck you, Sean.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, time to toss some salad. And the Cowboys have been tossing salads. They've just been the salad every week. That's really the only thing that's going wrong, though, to be honest with you. Everything else is fine.
Them salad tossing?
Yeah, them losing, them stinking.
Yeah.
They can't beat anyone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. They're going to win the division at 6-10.
I know, which is crazy because they'll still get a halfway decent pick and get a division out of it. Eh, that'd be
no,
cool.
they won't get a decent pick. So it goes by playoff standings.
Oh, fuck. It's not legit record.
Yeah. So, sorry. But yeah, my salad is that I spent $150 to go to the shit show that was the Lions Vikings game.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I mean, I bought the ticket back when Stafford was still playing and the team was still winning.
Oh, gotcha.
So yeah, I didn't really.
Where'd you sit?
Yeah. They were decent seats. We were like 40 yard line, but I don't know.
How far up?
Bottom of the upper deck. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good, but still, it was just like, man, I would have never spent that kind of money if I would have known the state this season was in.
Yeah. Is this the new stadium, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's been new for a few years now.
Yeah. I don't keep up on stadiums. It's nice, right?
Fantasy football. Yeah.
No, it is great. I love it.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's that segment. That's
it. There it is. So my salad is John's revenge on me from last year when I beat him in our writers league to take the championship. Mm. And then now this year I have to go through him for three of my main leagues. And he's already beat me in that same writers league this year, and then or this week, and then next week or last week, and then now this week I'm playing him in my main home league after having a bye, and his team's on fire. And then if I make it in our cash league to next week, I'll have to play him for the championship there. So like I'm just seeing him all through playoffs and just, he's just ruining my life, ruining my fantasy season.
Sorry.
Which is also your life.
Which is also my life. So he's exacting his revenge and tossing my salad.
That's it.
So, all right, let's talk week in review. This is where we pick players overproducing met expectations and underproducing. And so, Johnny, you want to start with the over?
Yeah. Yeah. We just had a small technical difficulty. Overproduced Kyle Fuller. I mean, it was a good matchup, but damn, he went crazy. Danielle Hunter. Holy crap. So I've had this thing going all season in one of my articles that if you get three sacks or more in a game, you become part of the ultra mega cheek clapper 10,000 club. And, he became a member this week.
Shaquille Barrett in that one?
He is, unfortunately. Yes. He's an ultra mega cheek clapper 10,000. And Eric Reed. Eric Reed also had another great week again. Yeah. Yep.
Go for it, Sean.
My over is at quarterback Mitch Trubisky. He's terrible. He should not be playing well. Raheem Mostert. Honestly, like, anybody who plays there is going to overproduce because we have no idea who it's going to be on a week-to-week basis. Emmanuel Sanders throwing a touchdown pass, probably can't count on that usually. And then Zach Ertz going off for two touchdowns. Well, he's definitely one of the best in the league. That's a little more than what I would expect for him.
Mm-hmm. For my over, I went with DeMario Davis. He had six solos, one assist, a tackle for a loss, and a sack. It was just a really good game for him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's been good all year. Met expectations. Shaq Thompson in a not great matchup that went really weird, ended up with a great game. Cameron Hayward and Jonathan Allen, two most consistent and reliable defensive tackles this year, no question.
Nice.
Sean.
Met expectations. Carson Wentz hasn't exactly had the best year, but he had a nice fantasy game. At least, and he did it with no wide receivers. They went into the game with three wide receivers on their active roster. And then Alshon went down. So for him to put together anything is impressive, I guess. Gurley, they're just running him into the ground at this point down the stretch. And this is kind of what we were hoping for. Just like old school Gurley. Calvin Ridley, before going down, had a nice week. And then George Kittle had a nice week too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back from the grave, Derwin James had a good week. 4 solos, 2 assists, a tackle for a loss, and a pass defense.
All righty. Underproduced. Roquan Smith, underproduced, but that was due to injury. DeMarcus Lawrence, underproduced. That was just due to sucking. And Eddie Jackson technically had an okay game, but his projections are always way high. And, you know, he didn't do what he was supposed to do, technically.
Technically.
Yeah.
You just hate Eddie Jackson. You're just looking for a reason.
You know what? I did one of those things where I hedged my bets. I took him. So I had Jamal Adams go out, right? Guess who was fucking available in waivers everywhere?
Eddie Jackson.
Eddie Jackson, right? So I was like, this is perfect. I'll take Eddie Jackson. If he does well, I do well. If he doesn't, I can call him an asshole on the show. It's perfect. Like,
how many points did he put up this week? What was his sound?
He had 1 sack, 1 solo tackle, and 1 assist.
Okay, that's not terrible.
Right. Not bad. So,
depending on how sacks are scored. But yeah, my under, Aaron Rodgers had a rough game. He's honestly not been all that great this year. Leonard Fournette, who's been stellar this year. I saw a stat the other day that Leonard Fournette has more receptions than Julio Jones on the year. I don't know if that's still true after this week, but that was a pretty credit to whoever tweeted that out. Sorry, I don't have it off the top of my head. Then Odell obviously had a trash game, and Austin Hooper did not have the week that I was hoping for.
Yeah. My under is Jared Davis, who is dead? Question mark?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
God. I was going to say if only, but I just need him off the team. Like, he just needs to go.
Yeah.
All right. Shotgun waivers?
Sure. All right. So I'm going to kind of not cop out, I guess, but thing is like you're 2 weeks from your championship right now. So there aren't really many of these guys that are sitting on waivers that I really am going to add to my roster and trust anywhere. So really the only guys I'm looking at this week are Drew Lock and Superflex, AJ Brown, who should not be on your waivers, Ian Thomas, who has a shot to like finish out the year in as a tight end one, like not on the season, but down the stretch here. And then Raheem Mostert, who basically you're taking a fucking gamble on. You're basically hoping that he's the one that gets all the work.
All right. So if you've got Josh Jacobs, how do you feel about DeAndre Washington?
Honestly, I mean, if you have Josh Jacobs, yeah. If you don't, then I'm not gambling on it, I guess. I mean, at that point, it shouldn't be a priority.
Yeah, that was just one of those things where I saw the injury and I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? And I had seen that he had broken his shoulder days before that, so I added DeAndre Washington and I was like, fuck it, let's just do this thing. Worked out okay, but I don't, you know, it's not a great long-term plan.
No.
Yeah. All righty. Defensive waivers, and I will echo what Sean said. Go with the girl you brought to the dance. Don't be fucking around right now. Now is not the time to fuck around, okay? But anyway, Jared Davis, we just talked about him. His snaps got cut in half this week because he sucks. He only played 49% of snaps. He had no stats of any kind this week because he's terrible. Mike Daniels, on the other hand, saw his snaps massively increase to 73% of this week and had actually a pretty good game. I don't know if you want to mess with that, though. Miami and the Dolphins are doing kind of the same thing. We were talking about this before the show. They're out. They're done. They know they're done. So they're seeing who they got and if they want to keep them. So you really can't count on any of these guys except the locks of the locks. By that, I mean like Trey Flowers, Darius Slay, Jerome Baker. Guys like that, you're probably okay, you know? But other than that, it's a risk. Just telling you beforehand, because I don't want to hear it if it goes south. Darian Thompson continues to sub in for Jeff Heath for the Cowboys, played 99% of snaps, had a nice game. With Roquan Smith gone, Kevin Pierre-Louis is in for the Bears, only played 63% of snaps, but that's because Roquan played the other, whatever it was, 37%. I don't know if he'll be a full-time linebacker, but if you need a linebacker, there you go. Jermaine Pratt was up to 71% of snaps and had a nice week this week, which is good to see. Justin Burris fell to 31% of snaps. Safety Browns, Sheldrick Redwine went up to 87% of snaps. Once again, I don't know if you want to mess with that. The only guy I'd trust there is Demarius Randall, and he's really not that great, but he's at least, when he's active, getting 100% of snaps and playing. Craig Robertson saw 100% of snaps with no Kiko Alonso and no A.J. Klein this week. He's the second linebacker for the Saints. I don't know if you want to trust that. That's been a rotating position all year. With Jamal Adams out, there was no Blake Countess. There was no Matthias Farley. There just was no second safety. So you're welcome. I warned you on that a whole bunch. Donald Payne, I guess, is okay. He played 100% of snaps the second week in a row. Maybe Jacksonville pulls the rug out from under us. Maybe they don't. But he's had two great weeks statistically and two great weeks with playing time. So if you need a linebacker, there you go. Quincy Williams, on the other hand, fell to 59% of snaps and didn't have such a great week. Sean's boy, Drew Tranquil, had his first week of leading the Chargers in overall linebacker snaps, 83% this week.
Yeah, he's good. I like him.
Yep, he had a good game too. Thomas Davis was down to 47%. Joe Walker is the thing again for the Cardinals, 100% of snaps, decent game. I don't know if you want to play that game though. And Julian Love, once again, played strong safety while being called a corner. Yeah. For the Giants, had a nice game, played 98% of snaps, is a good option, especially if you can plug him in his corner.
Johnny the Greek.
Brought to you by a special partnership with StatementGames.com, a DFS-style game centered around Vegas betting. Join us playing this free game that allows you to rank statements by confidence to win coins. Coins can be exchanged for gift cards, but don't forget to spin the wheel for more free coins each day. This season, the IDP guys will be partnering for the Sunday Night Game Contest, giving away gear to the tournament winner.
Alrighty. Last week's game. Did I cut you off?
It's fine.
Yeah. Sorry.
We've only been doing this for 14 weeks.
My brain is not completely in this right now.
It's fine.
It's been a crazy week. So last week's game was Seahawks-Rams. It did not go like most of us thought it would go. That I think that's an understatement. There were not a lot of points scored. Russell Wilson did nothing. I got everything wrong. It was terrible. I probably came in last.
Chris Carson had a pretty good game.
Chris Carson, Nate was right. Chris Carson had a pretty good game. That's how crazy it was.
When I'm right over Johnny, that means like
and
pigs
Sean
are flying.
And Sean. Yeah. So that was fun. This week we've got Buffalo versus Pittsburgh, which is actually a pretty good Sunday night game. I'm going with total first. Most confident statement, total being under 36.5 points. This does not feel like a shootout. This feels like two really good defenses and a grinded out field goal affair. Speaking of field goal affairs, number two most confident statement, Chris Boswell over 2.5 field goals. Number three most confident statement, Sean Hauschka? Is it Sean Hauschka?
Steve.
There you go. Shows how much I know about the Buffalo kicker. Over 1.5 field goals. Nice and simple. Field goal game. Go with the field goals.
Nice. Well, for everyone out there who wants to play with us on Statement Games, the best way to do it is to go to idpguys.org, click the banner at the top. That brings you into their website. And with one simple click through Google or Facebook, you can log right in and takes you to the lobby where you can find our contest for the Sunday night game. And you can join it. Play as many of the contests you want, and we get credit for you joining up, and you get 60 free coins just for just for setting up an account. So yeah,
and you can spend the thing every day to get more free coins, and usually the contest has some swag attached to it too.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So
yep.
John, you want to wrap up your segment?
Sure. The other two picks last week, I told you it was not a very confident week, and that shows. New England minus -3 against the Chiefs didn't go well, but it went well for America, so that's all that matters. And Packers minus -13 versus Redskins. Packers had to edge that one out. That was not a good look.
No.
Right?
No, that's terrible.
Yeah. Like,
Rodgers has not been great this year.
No, not at all. He had like 10 points in the league I went against him in playoffs. Like,
I think he had 8.5 in the one that I have him in.
Yeah. They just don't look like they're going to do anything. But whatever. This week's picks, I'm going Patriots again for the third week in a row because it has to be right one of these fucking weeks. Patriots minus -10 at Cincy. If they don't just beat the brains out of Cincy, then things are really wrong and the world's on its head. The other one, I'm taking 49ers minus -11 versus Atlanta. I know Atlanta's been semi-hot lately, but they're not good, and they're going to get smashed by the 49ers.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool. All right. Well, follow us on Twitter at IDP Guys. Individually, I'm at Nate Cheat. John is at OrangeMan3142, and Sean is at Lanny1925. Subscribe to the show. Go to IDPGuys.org. In the sidebar on the right, there are links to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and an RSS feed for a podcatcher of your choice. While you're there, subscribe. Become a monthly, yearly subscriber for $1 a month. Get access to our premium content. Get into the subscriber chat. We've got a lot of stuff coming once the season and the Super Bowl gets here for Dynasty and whatnot. We're going to be fully revamping everything. And if you lock in your yearly rate now, when there's probably going to be an increase in the charge, you'll be able to keep that and get all of that great premium content. Also, subscribe to the YouTube Writer Digest Network on YouTube. We've got tons of videos on there. We got the F3 pod going there. We're not doing the start sits at this time, so that's probably going to, on Sunday, going to start back up next season. Unfortunately, I've had to work a couple of these Sundays, so haven't been able to do it. But we'll be back for that later on next year. And then we've got a ton of YouTube videos coming again when we revamp everything after the season. Also, if you're looking for a cool fantasy shirt, go to myfantasyshirt.com and pick and purchase a shirt. It's good stuff. With that, we're going to end this train wreck. And
hey, protect Baby Yoda, and I want the spice melange. I want to take it out of Tom Brady's butt and cram it up my own butt.
Cram it up Sean's butt.